What's today's date? August 17th, Planning and Regulation Development Board meeting. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could go ahead and call the roll, please.
Mr. Henderson.
Here.
Mrs. Lucas.
Here.
Mr. Dolney is excused. Mr. Jones.
Here.
Mr. Cupp.
Here.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Mr. Neese.
Here.
Mr. Beebe.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
All right, thank you very much. Tonight's agenda, we have the first item or the minutes from our meeting on, I guess it was July 20th. You have those minutes before you. Anybody have any corrections or comments or questions?
We approve the minutes for the July 20th meeting.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Henderson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And it carries. And next item, we have, I think, two companion ones that staff is going to deal with. I know they're going to be withdrawn. So go ahead if staff wants to.
Oh, okay.
Hello down there.
The applicant had a neighborhood meeting for the next two items, and we're talking about the first item. And there was, many residents there that had some concerns. So the applicant has pulled back to make sure that they have dialogue with the neighborhood in the meeting to be good neighbors. And they're going to set up some meetings to work with them. And so city staff and the applicant is asking that this item be continued, but not to a date specific. We will re-advertise in the newspaper and put the orange signs and all of our requirements. We'll do that when the applications are ready to come back to the planning board.
Okay. Thank you. Do we need to do anything? Or
I would just have a formal vote to
withdraw it.
Withdraw it.
So, just out of curiosity, where is this property?
Staff?
It's off of Seminole, just south of Seminole Woods, one state road, US 1 on the east side.
It's on the east side of US 1. It's between where Beltair Boulevard pops out and Carrot Trail.
Okay. Thank you.
Very far south, yeah.
Okay, so on this first item here, do we have a motion to...
Make a motion to withdraw.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the second, the next item is a companion with the first one, so if you'll...
I'll make a motion to withdraw it.
Seconded by Mr. Henderson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And then our final item tonight... actually will be a presentation by staff on the trailhead facility as it relates to the city's comprehensive plan. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Tyner and Mr. Papa.
Jose will have the details on a brief presentation regarding this item.
Sure. The main purpose for this item, it's really just an acknowledgement from the planning board or local planning agency in this case, that what we want to do on state lands is consistent with our comprehensive plan. And what the proposal here is that this is a site that many of you might be familiar. I'm going to mark out that right here, if you just follow that line, is the Lehigh Trail that everybody, I hope, uses and knows. This is Beltair Parkway, and this is Royal Palms. And this is the tennis center right here. So, and what we have here is that currently people park where that star is. People park there so that they can get on the trail and enjoy the trail. And all the city is proposing to do and working with the Department of Transportation is to develop that more formally as a trailhead, paving, providing paved parking, addressing the stormwater issues, the stormwater system, and also adding some amenities for the users of the trail, in this case a restroom facility. So the issue that, well, not issue that come up with here is that we need to use a portion of state lands, which would be, I'm going to highlight in the box right there, use a portion of that state lands in order to construct, potentially construct a restroom facility. The state is willing to give the city a lease, since they do own the property, so that we can construct this restroom facility. But in order to, as part of the application for that lease, the state wants to provide, wants the city to provide a statement that building a trailhead slash restroom facility at this site is consistent with our comprehensive plan. And so what staff did is that we looked at, we looked at a couple of things. We looked at the future land use map designation. In this case, the state lands sits in a blue area, the blue shaded area, which is currently designated institutional. Institutional uses are things like schools, government buildings, parks, or recreational facilities. So hence, a trailhead facility would be consistent as a use with that future land use map designation. Under the zoning category, it's the zoning category on which the land sits on is public, semi-public. And so again, the types of uses that are permitted within public, semi-public includes things like government buildings and also, again, parks and recreational areas. Again, so a trailhead facility serving a trail that's used by the public, very consistent with the current zoning of the property. And then looking at the policies within the comprehensive plan, and does it support the use of that area as a trailhead? We looked at various elements or goals, objectives, and policies within the comprehensive plan. Within the future land use element, we have policies that, you know, in order to maintain in the community's quality of life, we should try to preserve and enhance the environmental and community resources. In this case, we're trying to enhance the Lehigh Trail by providing an amenity or facility that serves the users of that trail. And then we're going to do that through paid parking and a restroom area, maybe with a water fountain, things that really serves those who want to use that trail. And the same thing, again, continuing on with the future land use element, supporting greenway and trail linkages between public and private open space resources, schools, parks, residential, and commercial developments as appropriate. The Lehigh Trail is the backbone of our trail facility. And so providing improvements to that trail facility, again, consistent with that policy. Transportation element goal 2.3, develop and maintain a citywide system of greenways and trails that combine pedestrian and bicycle opportunities. Again, similar reasoning. Lehigh Trail is the backbone of our trail facility. Enhancing it serves the public and serves our pedestrian bicycle facility or system. And looking at the recreation and parks element policy 2.314, city shall continue to expand and develop the city's trail system, utilizing trail concepts identified in Map 210, so that together with the city sidewalk system, it provides a pedestrian and bicycle route that rings the city and connects all neighborhoods, parks, and public facilities. Again, this is just part of the Lehigh Trail, major part, backbone of our trail facility. Again, looking just to enhance it, to provide a better trail system, trail facility for all residents and visitors. And moving on, again, another recreation parks element goal, providing adequate public recreation parks facilities, providing a system of public parks, open space, trails, greenways, and recreational facilities that contribute to a pleasing quality of life and healthy lifestyle for residents and visitors. And the last, and the other goal there, again, recognizing the link between providing a high quality of life for our residents and visitors by providing such amenities as the trail facilities we have in the city. And again, and the last policy there, encouraging the development of ecotourism and heritage tourism recreation programs within the city. Again, in this case, one of the draws that the city tries to promote to visitors is our parks and trail system. So again, enhancing what we have in terms of our trail system, providing an amenity on the Lehigh Trail, very consistent with this policy. And that concludes my presentation. And again, staff has provided you with various goals, objectives, and policies to show the consistency of that proposed trailhead site with our comprehensive plan. And your finding will be forwarded as part of the application package to the state so that we, in order to secure a lease to use state lands for the development of the trailhead facility. And again, the city is now working with the Department of Transportation to acquire funding to start the design if we are able to secure a lease. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. We'll bring it back to the board. Any questions?
Yeah. Can you run that first?
This one, sir?
In the blue, the line goes around here, right here, along here, and here, and another line comes back through here.
Yes.
What are these two lands? What do they belong to?
City? Oh, no, those belong to Palm Coast Holdings. Yes, sir.
Palm Coast Holdings.
Yes, so that's the extent of this DRI, the Town Center DRI. That's the extent of it. It expands all the way out there. Yes, sir.
Up to that light blue line.
Actually, to the line, yes, sir. To the line right there. Yes, sir. That's the property line.
That's the property line for the town center.
Yes, sir.
And above that is city-owned property?
Above that is city-owned property, where we have the tennis center and potential room for expansion. Yes, sir.
Would there be any impact to the tennis center parking?
There won't be. The purpose of trying to acquire this funding is to provide parking specifically for users of the trail. It could come to a point where there might need to be expand parking for the trail, for the tennis center, and or for the trailhead. It provides an opportunity to provide joint use of that parking. Right? So.
But during construction, there would be some impact?
No, there won't be. There will not be. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
That doesn't require any notification or coordination with the tennis center and the uses there?
It will require, I mean, since it is a city-owned facility, we would be well aware of when, and we'll try to make sure that maybe we access construction right off of Beltair, right here, instead of having to go through the tennis center parking lot and impacting its use.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
The city built a fairly substantial bridge right about where you put that mark, Mr.
Yes.
Pappas, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So that's where they park, where the red star is. They walk across that bridge to the trail and then down along the waterway.
Yes, sir. Yep. And it's being used right now as a parking lot already. Yes.
He cars there all the time. Yeah.
But, yes, we do hear a call from the users that, can't you make this parking a little better?
Yeah, you're probably going to get the same thing on the other side of Old Kings Road.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes, sir.
Make a motion that we
hold on. I think we've got a couple more questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I think Jose answered. Actually, I did have one question, Jose. What impact is this expected to have, if any, on the parking on the other side of Beltair? You see people parking over there as well. Like,
we would hope that by providing a paved parking and facility here, that they would be encouraged to use this facility more than the other side, which at this time there are no plans to provide any parking or formal parking or amenities on the west side of Beltair.
That's the only question I have.
Clint?
Is this going to, the parking area, is it going to be blacktopped? Are we going to make it look like a parking area, or are we just going to clear dirt?
No, sir. The intent is to have impervious parking site, and that's why stormwater would have to be part of the design for the site. Yes, sir.
Okay, but I noted that there are people parking on both sides, but how are we going to get people going south across the median?
The opening, there's an opening right here, Mr. Davis, which people use right now.
Mm-hmm.
Either to, if they're going to the tennis center, they'll go this way.
Yeah.
If the informal parking is here. So what people are doing right now is just simply making a U-turn here.
Okay.
To get up to the access. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all.
Anything else? Okay. Do we need public, open up for any public comment, or do we need to acknowledge that?
Yeah,
we
would.
Yeah, we're, sir. Okay, yeah. So we'll go ahead and at this point and allow anybody from the public to come forward. Seeing no one in the public, we'll let the record reflect that no one came forward, no one was in attendance. We'll bring it back to the board, and I know someone wanted to make a motion. You're welcome to do that at this time.
I don't know how to, other than to move that we find that the city's plan is consistent with the comprehensive plan and the flume. Is that all we're looking for? Because I think all we really need is a letter from Mike, right?
Yes, sir. And I did provide a draft letter, which we will update in terms of date. And
that the board find that the city's plan for the trailhead is consistent with both the future land use map and the zoning map.
A second.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and it carries, and appreciate it, staff. Good presentation. Anything else from staff?
Yes, just one brief update. Mr. Beebe, your chairman came and reviewed the changes for the landscape code for your recommendation, because as you recall, last meeting you designated Mr. Beebe to make sure that staff did your changes, and we did. Everything's good. We're scheduled next month to go to City Council for our first workshop.
Okay, thank you.
One question. Who owns this yacht club, and what are they doing with it? Yacht club.
All I know is it's privately owned, Mr.
Is it privately owned now?
Yes, sir.
Restaurant? What is it?
I'm not sure that we've received any plans for any revisions. The yacht club.
Oh, the yacht club.
Yeah. Maybe you know.
What I understand, they it's new ownership, but I think they're running it the same as the use that was there before. I think the yacht club is still part of it, and I'm not real sure. I think they do like special events and those type of things and weddings like they did before. I'm not real certain, though.
Yeah, because we see people, ghosts walking around in here.
But I'm not real sure, Mr. Henderson.
I'm always nosy.
That's a good thing.
The real estate agency I'm associated with was the selling agent. One of my compatriots was the selling agent. The story that I heard informally was that it was going to continue as a bar and a restaurant. Okay. But that's been 3 or 4 months at least since the closing of that, so I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody's time. I move that we adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Grab the right.